Greetings. This is Justin Allen, the Elite Nurse Practitioner. Welcome to the Elite Nurse Practitioner Show, a podcast dedicated to nurse practitioner entrepreneurism and achieving financial freedom, where I talk directly with nurse practitioners who need help. Listen up. Our market is saturated. Jobs can be scarce. We are underpaid. We are undervalued. We are taken advantage of by the sharks within the healthcare system, and frankly, screw that, sick of it, and it's time for a change. And listen, I'm here to help make that happen. We are powerful. We can forge a path where we are in control of our career and ultimately our financial and personal well-being. You do not need to submit to healthcare administrators and your doctor overlords. You do not have to take the measly salary. You do not have to work 50 to 60 hours a week. There is a different way, and I'm here to show you that path. This podcast is raw and unfiltered. I have not talked to the nurse practitioners in this podcast prior to the call outside of an email exchange to schedule the episode. What you're about to listen to is a consultation session between a nurse practitioner and myself. It is real, it is unscripted, it is unplanned, and I have no idea what we're going to talk about. Anything and everything can happen during our conversation. The nurse practitioners in these episodes are struggling with an issue in their professional or financial life, and they have reached out to me for help. My goal is to help the nurse practitioner with actionable advice that will enhance and improve their professional, business, and financial life. My other goal is to hopefully help my nurse practitioner sisters and brothers build a more productive, powerful, and free life. So I hope the content and information within these podcast episodes does just that. All right, on to the episode. Hello, everyone. Today, we'll be talking to Jason, who is a family nurse practitioner. Currently, he is working full-time at a reproductive health clinic. He's wanting to venture out on his own as he is sick of working for others. He has recently started an IV hydration business that has been on the slow side and is needing assistance growing the practice. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for hopping on here. So let's go ahead and jump into this. So how long have you been a nurse practitioner for, and what sort of things have you been doing, and how did you get into reproductive health?
I've been a nurse practitioner for about 7 years. I've been a nurse for almost 20 years, and I worked in the emergency department, urgent care, had an opportunity to move over to reproductive health and transition over there, but now I'd like to venture out on my own.
Okay. So how did you get into reproductive health? I'm just curious.
Well, actually, it was a cold call from the executive director there offering me a job, something I had never considered, but decided to take a leap of faith and move over there. And it's been great since.
Yeah. Okay. So what is provoking you to want to get out on your own and start your own practice? I know you just started an IV hydration business. So what kind of will provoke that?
It's something I've been wanting to do for a number of years, and ultimately have just decided to step out on my own, trying to do this part-time as well as full-time work. I guess just transition into this full-time.
Yeah. Okay. So what are you doing exactly with the IV hydration business? Tell me a little bit about, how you got started.
Well, right now what I'm doing is some concierge IV hydration, so in-home hydration. I'm also doing some pop-up tents around town. I finally got the approval from the city of Laramie, where I'm currently located, to set up sort of like a vendor and do the infusions around our community and hopefully throughout the state as well.
Okay. And how are things going?
Slow, very slow. I think in part because I'm under advertising and I'm not entirely sure how to make that, how to improve that.
Okay. So by slow, what do you mean? Like just not seeing patients, not making any money, both or?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to advertise. I've got a website, but I've also got Facebook and Instagram. And I'm trying to promote it through those two areas, but I just don't know if I'm doing it properly. I'm just not getting a lot of interest or takers.
Okay.
Really lacking.
How long have you been open for?
Really since July of this year. So not terribly long.
Yeah, just a month and a half. Yeah, 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so how many patients have you seen?
Let's see. Total, I've seen probably about around 15 patients, probably.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's not terrible. Do you actually have a physical office or are you just going places?
I'm actually getting ready to open a physical office in a building now. Hopefully I'll be able to do that this week. But I have a trailer and then a pop-up tent, a 10 by 15 pop-up tent, that I have, set up for, places around town.
Okay. Well, okay. So first off, I think that once you actually start, getting that physical location and venturing out, you will probably, start doing better. Mm-hmm. So, you're going to have a Google business listing. You're actually going to have a physical location that people are going to be able to, actually come and see you. They'll drive by, see your office, that sort of thing. So it'll probably get a little bit busier, once you actually open the doors up. So is this location going to be in an actual decent spot?
It is. It's in a pretty large, I would call it sort of a workout facility. So I've got a room in the back that I'm going to be able to utilize.
Okay. All right. So how much money have you made so far?
Probably about $1,200,
$1,500. Yeah. Okay. Are you offering anything else other than IV infusion or just the IV infusion?
Well, I'm going to start offering B12 injections as part of the infusions as well. So I know that for some people, spending 30 minutes to an hour for an infusion seems a bit daunting initially, but to sort of circumvent that, I'd like to offer these B12 injections. I have the B12 ready. I just haven't started advertising that yet.
Yeah. Well, don't expect a miracle from B12 injections. Okay. Injections themselves should help. I don't really do a whole lot of IV infusion in my practice anymore. It's just, I don't know. I just find it to be a pain in the ass, to be honest with you. It's time consuming. I just feel like I make money doing other things, for less effort, basically less work, less time. And injections are a great option. I mostly just do injections anymore. B-complex injections, B12 injections, vitamin D injections, NAD, glutathione. Basically, if you can get an IV, you can get it as an injection, basically. Okay. Right. For the most part. So you might find that offering a variety of injections might improve your walk-in traffic. But, what kind of competition do you have in your area for other services?
Well, there's one other clinic that just opened up this year as well. And I think that they're relatively slow as well.
Okay. And what's the population of the area that you're in?
It's about 30 to 40,000.
Okay. I mean, that should be enough people to have a decent, decent volume of patients. Are there any other clinics in your area that are offering other services, hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, et cetera?
There's a med spa that offers some infusions as well, but I don't think they advertise their infusions. I guess I think they're pretty slow with the infusions as well. So other than urgent cares in the hospital, nobody else really is offering the infusions in this community.
What about other services, though? Hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, et cetera, those things.
The med spa is offering a few of those, but I don't think that they're really offering much of the those.
Okay. So first off, IV infusion is not the biggest money maker that there is. It's not the most profitable practice you can start. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just not. There's so many other profitable services out there. And the thing is too, is that a lot of patients want IV infusion, but the problem is you're not going to get a lot of comeback for patients. I mean, you're going to get some patients who, come back, every couple of weeks or whatever, but a lot of times people are just come in, one time and that's kind of it. Right. So you want to be thinking of services that patients are going to provide, pay you on a regular basis, patients that you're going to be seeing on a regular basis, an IV infusion is a one-time thing and 50-50 chance you'll ever see that patient ever again. Okay. All right. So you need to be thinking to yourself, you might want to offer some other services, especially if there are, you know, not really other people doing it in your area. There's not a whole lot of competition. I mean, there's not a lot of competition in your area. You could potentially be sitting on a gold mine for, you know, hormone replacement therapy, peptides, anti-aging, weight loss, et cetera.
Okay.
So you might need to be thinking to yourself here that it might be a good idea to offer some other services. I mean, you're not going to, it's going to be very hard for you to break free and leave your full-time job doing IV infusion alone. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, sure, there are some people out there that do very, very well with IV infusion, but a lot of people don't. Most people are probably not going to make enough money doing IV infusion to be able to just completely leave their job and make, you know, a seven-figure business.
Right.
It's probably not going to happen with IV infusion. The only way it's going to happen with IV infusion, doing it that way, you have multiple RNs working for you. You are in a very high population area. There's not a whole lot of competition, and the demand is there, and you're marketing the hell out of it. It's the only way you're building a, you know, a profitable business doing IV infusion.
Right.
Okay. And you, as the business owner too, remember your goal should be, you know, not working so much in the business. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, I mean, do you want to spend all your days driving around starting IVs on people? That's RN work. It's not nurse practitioner work.
Right. Yeah.
You know, yeah.
No, I see that point.
Right. So just be thinking about that. It's a great accessory service. Don't get me wrong. Okay.
Right.
And it is a great standalone practice in some areas, but if there's three other people doing it in your area, and it's not really that busy for them, that might just tell you that just maybe people in your area just really aren't that interested in it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, what's the economic status of your area? Is it middle class, upper middle class, wealthy? Like what's kind of the makeup?
I would say middle class to upper middle class. We have a university here. So have a lot of professors. A lot of students that come through. I know student population is not something to really rely on. However, you know, they do use some of these services too after a hard weekend of drinking and some of the hangover stuff.
Sure. But I mean, building a business around college kids hangovers is not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah. Right. You know, I mean, what do you do during the summer when there's no one there? Right.
Yeah.
You know, 4 months with no revenue. So with that said, I mean, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, I mean, I see that, and I think that offering some of these other services is a great idea. You know, I've looked into a few of those things. But I think I'll probably start taking a hard look at you know, offering some of the other services maybe that the other places don't. And if they do offer them, maybe just market that a little bit harder than they do.
Yeah. Yeah. Weight loss, hormone replacement therapy, anti-aging, you know, it's no brainer. You're going to make money.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you just are with a hell of a lot less work than IV therapy. There's no mixing IVs. There's no mixing bags. There's no starting an IV. There's no sitting there for 30 to 45 minutes while the IV goes. There's no worrying about all the USP regulations and all of everything that goes with, you know, IV therapy. If you do hormone replacement therapy, you know, hormone replacement therapy or weight loss, you see the patient once every couple months for 15 minutes and call it a day.
Right.
You know, and you're making $150, $200 a month.
Yeah. No, I like that.
I think that's a better option. Yeah. So I think that you might want to maybe just repivot here. Now, you already have the IV clinic established. You already have, you know, supplies, you have all this stuff. So let's just try to get that working. But, you know, integrating some hormone replacement therapy into it really is not that hard to do. I mean, you could do that within a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Okay. So not a terribly difficult thing to do. Just FYI.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
so
I like options.
Yeah. So I don't want to spend our time here talking about, you know, how to integrate those things into your practice. I mean, take a course, read some guidelines, read a book, you know, basically order the supplies, order the meds, add it to your website, and start advertising it, basically. Now, the name of your practice, though, that could pose some problems. Is the name of your practice, does it have IV infusion in it?
It's actually Elevation Hydration.
Okay. Yeah, that might pose an issue. You know, you could just, you don't necessarily have to completely just change your LLC and change your name. Okay. You could just say Elevation Hydration and, you know, hormone replacement therapy or wellness or weight loss or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You could just operate as a DBA, just basically just kind of rebrand your practice.
I think the wellness part of it's great. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's not really a wellness practice in your town, dude, there's 30,000-40,000 people there. I can promise you there's enough business.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially with the university here.
Yeah. 100%.
With the professors. Yeah.
I mean, I know some NPs, man, in town smaller than that, that are making $100,000 a month. It can be done. Okay. So, advertising, let's just try to get some patients through the door right now. So you're moving into a new space. Are you going to be able to put a sign out on the road or anything so people know you're there?
I'm going to be able to put a sign, maybe not on the road, but, next to where they advertise, I can put a sign out there.
How big of a sign?
I've got a couple of them, right now I have some vinyl signs that I can put out there temporarily. And they're probably, I think, about 4 feet by 3 feet or 4 feet by 5 feet.
Okay. Are you going to be able to put a big sign out there? Something that people can see?
I'd like to, but there are some limitations with the adjoining business. So I'll have to double check and see what I can do for sure.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Definitely try to push for that if you can. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you want people driving by to see that you're there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And that's free advertising. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now your website, you know, make sure that there's a lot of information on that. Do you have a Google business listing yet?
I do.
What address is it tied to?
It's Elevation Hydration 307.
Yeah, but what address your Google business listing has to be tied to a physical address.
Oh, yeah, it's here in Laramie. There's no specific address here. It's just sort of downtown Laramie. So what I was going to do is readdress that once I actually have the physical location dialed in.
So I guess my question for you is how did you get a Google business listing without an address?
I just used the downtown location on Google.
So you just basically just put an address in there and it worked?
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Okay, well, yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, that's going to confuse some people though. You know what I mean? Like they see Elevation Hydration on Google and they drive by and they're like, where the hell is this? Like it's taking me to this location. This place doesn't even exist. So that's going to throw your credibility out the window.
Yeah.
To a lot of people, just FYI.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would tie it to that new address ASAP. All right. Do you have reviews on that or updated pictures, descriptions? Like, have you really truly optimized it?
The new space?
No, the Google business listing.
No, I haven't.
Okay. So you need to be pushing for some reviews on there and you need to make sure that you have updated pictures, updated descriptions. Like, you know, think to yourself, man, like, you know, when you get on Google and you're looking for a new restaurant to eat in a new city, like, what are you looking for?
Right.
On the Google business listing. And yet, patients are no different. They're looking for the exact same stuff.
Right.
Okay. So yeah. Optimize it. It's that important. It's like, if you're going to do one thing from a marketing perspective, your Google business listing should be like your top priority. Like it's how people find you. Like I seriously think at this point with my men's health clinic, like it's probably like 75% of people just find me on Google from my Google business listing at this point. Like I don't even barely even advertise anymore. They just find me.
All right. Yeah. I mean, I've got some reviews that I'm actually working on right now, but so what I'll do is I'll just tie it to the new location. I'll do that today actually.
Okay. And then start some IVs on some friends and family and have them leave your review.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been doing. So
oh, yeah. Five-star reviews. You need to get as many reviews as you possibly can on that Google business listing. Okay.
Okay.
So important. And you know, be thinking to yourself too, you know, where are these patients at? I mean, where do you advertise to these people? Like, where are these patients located? You know, where are they? You know, people who want IV hydration are typically more wellness minded. You know, they're people who care about their health. They want to feel good. They, you know, wellness is a priority to them. you know, for a lot of them. Plus, you got the drunks who want to just, you know, hang over IV, whatever. That's fine, right, too. Right. But like majority of people who are wanting, you know, they're wanting to feel good and they're willing to spend money on it. So, you know, so with that said, I think that it's very, very important that you try to advertise in places where those people are at, you know. I mean, putting an ad in a couple gyms will get you patients.
Okay.
So it's as simple as just walking into a couple gyms and just talking to the manager. Be like, hey, do you have any places that I can advertise my hydration and wellness practice? You know, we offer IVs. I can come and do some IVs on a, you know, Friday afternoon or something here. Or, you know, we do hormone replacement therapy. We do weight loss services, that sort of a thing. You know, would you allow me to advertise in here? I'm more happy to pay you for it. You know, and I'm more than happy to make you my preferred gym for my weight loss patients, exercise. You know what I mean? You refer patients over there. They refer patients to you. Yeah. So I'd be thinking about that as well. I would probably avoid spending a tremendous amount of money on paid advertisements right now until you really dial in what it is that you want to do. And you dial in, you know, the cheaper free things first. So your Google business listing, getting the word out to places where patients are at, having articles on your website that go over the benefits of, you know, these treatments that you're offering. I mean, those things are basically free. Having good roadside frontage, you know, especially for a sign, you know, that's inexpensive.
All right.
Yeah. So I'd be focusing a lot more on that kind of stuff right now versus spending money, you know, just blindly just advertising on Facebook or Google or whatever.
Right. Okay. All right. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Any other questions from a marketing aspect?
No, I mean, that all seems, I mean, that makes sense. You know, I think just trying to prioritize a few different things is what I need to do. And just trying to build this up from the ground zero. I mean, it takes a lot of work. And there are definitely a few areas where I was sort of neglecting. And so I'll just revisit those and put more effort into that within the next couple of days.
Yeah, I definitely would. You know, for other services, what are you thinking here? Is there anything that like jives with you? Is there something that kind of calls to you? Like, what are you, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I mean, I like the idea of the HRT and then the weight loss. I mean, that seems like sort of a good avenue. And I like the thought of those sort of incorporating that into my business as well.
Okay. Are you going to be doing HRT for men and women?
You know, both can certainly benefit from that. I don't want to maybe exclude one over the other, so probably both.
Right. I think it's a good idea. Now, what about weight loss?
Weight loss, I think the same. If we offer that to men and women, I think that's going to benefit us in the long run.
No, I think so too. Yeah. So I would definitely focus on HRT and weight loss right now. I think that you could probably integrate those things fairly easily. I mean, you know, you have 7 years of experience, you know, offering some weight loss therapy is not, it's not that big of a deal. It's really nothing to it. You know, okay. Managing someone's diabetes or hormone replacement or like hypertension is, I think it's more complicated than some weight loss therapy. It's really not that difficult. So what are you doing in terms of work goes? Are you doing this just like in the evenings? Like what kind of schedule do you have here?
I'm offering services in the evenings, and then I offer on Saturdays and Sundays as well. I'm off typically on Mondays, so I try to offer something on Mondays as often as I can.
Okay. So what I would do if I was you is I would just pick 2 days out of the week and offer services those days. Okay. So like Monday for sure, that could be like the day that you schedule appointments for the HRT, the weight loss, whatever. Someone wants to come in for an IV, great. And the weekends, you know, you could do the IV therapy, weight loss, whatever. So when patients call and schedule an appointment with you, you know, they might be, you know, they might ask, well, do you have any availability on Thursday? Just say, no, we don't. Uh-huh. They don't need to know why you don't. So yeah, so just make sure that you're just, you know, stick to those days and be consistent with it. When you're working a full-time job or something, a lot of times practice owners aren't consistent with their hours. So make sure you're consistent with those hours.
Okay.
Patients calling and inquiring with you, how is that working now? Is it just going to your cell phone? Who's answering the phone?
It goes to either email or cell phone. I have a business phone that I keep with me. And then I answer the calls, I guess, when I can. And if I can't, then I'll call them back.
Call them back as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Right. That's fine. That's what I used to do. It works. You know, that's okay. Okay. Yeah, man, I think that if you do those things and kind of just repivot here, I think that, you know, you might be able to succeed and actually build a practice that's probably going to be a lot more profitable than, you know, than where you're at.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, pivoting and transitioning over to full-time business. How much do you make right now in this reproductive health clinic?
I make over $100,000.
Okay. So $120,000 a year, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, $100,000 a year profit, it's not necessarily that difficult of a thing to do. You should be able to get there fairly quickly. Okay. So my suggestion is, drop part-time if you can. Do you think there will be an opportunity for you to work part-time at this practice?
I think within the next, probably closer to 6 months, I could probably drop back to part-time.
Okay, perfect. So your plan here then should be 6 months, all right? At the six-month mark, evaluate where you're at with your business, okay? If you're making about 50% of your salary, okay, then it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to say, okay, we can, you know, I could drop down to part-time. I would advise maintaining a part-time position for a little while though, right, as you get this built up. Now, you've worked in the ER as an NP though, right?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, urgent care ER is one of the best places to work when you're starting a business because, you know, you can knock out 12 hours in one day. You know, you can only work 2 or 3 days a week and make some pretty decent money. And then you can spend the other days, you know, doing your business, right?
No.
Yeah. So, you know, you might want to maybe consider if you have to go back to, you know, working in the ER twice a month, you know, twice a week or whatever. I mean, that's what I did, you know, that and urgent care kind of stuff. So, so be thinking about that, like that exit plan, you know, once you can basically replace that salary, and basically pay your living expenses, you should be okay. Don't factor in like investment savings and stuff right now. Like your goal should be to get out of that job as fast as possible and focus on your business and basically, you know, pay yourself enough money to be able to live comfortably on. Don't worry too much about investing your money in your 401k, your IRA, in the stock market, et cetera, right now. That shouldn't be a significant priority for you. Your priority is to get that business as profitable as possible. So if you're investing money in your 401k, IRA, stock market, that sort of a thing through your job right now, subtract that amount of money out of what it is that you need because you don't necessarily need that, right?
Right, exactly.
I mean, do you have any other questions or anything?
No, it's been great. It's given me a little bit of focus. It's hard to find that focus, I guess, when you don't have anybody really to work with. So
yeah, no, I know. Okay, cool. Well, if you don't have any other questions, I'd like to end the episode with you asking me a question. So, you know, a personal question or maybe just curiosity or anything. Has there ever been anything that you would like to ask me?
Yeah. So what prompted you to leave, I guess, ER urgent care and transition into what you're doing now?
Well, you know, there's multiple reasons why I want to start my own business. I mean, I think the main one was I wanted the freedom and the independence and to be compensated, you know, what I felt like I was worth. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably the biggest thing. I was pissed off of these healthcare administrators and these people making this ridiculous amounts of money for, you know, what do you do? I don't understand what you do exactly, you know? And then also, you know, collaborating, you know, doctors, you know, making whatever they were making every month for doing absolutely nothing. Yeah, that shit just pissed me off. Right. So, you know, that's probably one of the biggest reasons. But you know, I was just getting burned out, man. I think that was probably one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to leave. You know, the ER after a couple years, I don't understand how ER doctors do that for 20, 30 years. I don't understand how they do it.
Yeah.
In urgent care, same thing. You know, I was just so sick of sore throats, coughs, runny noses. I was just sick of it, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
you know? Yeah, I'm just getting so burned out on it, you know? So I think that's pretty much what the majority of it was. It was worth it, man. I know absolutely zero regrets, no regrets whatsoever. It was tough, you know, and I was experiencing the same thing you're experiencing right now. You know, the first month, couple months, man, you know, it can be kind of slow. You don't really make a whole lot of money, you know? I don't think I really made a whole lot of money for a couple years, really, you know? Yeah, it took a couple of years. You know, I was still working part-time for multiple years while I got started. Because I needed that income to kind of live off of, you know. And then it finally came to a point where I was making enough money to leave the job. And then once I left the job and really dove into my business, man, that's when it really took off. So so if I could go back and do it all over again, what I would do is I would have left my job a lot earlier because I realized there wasn't as much to worry about. You know, all these fears and anxieties that I had over it. It was really something I probably shouldn't have been worried about. So,
yeah, well, taking that leap of faith is hard.
It's hard. It's difficult, man. It is. But when you dive into it, you realize just, you know, it's really not that big of a deal. You know, if you're living below your means and, you know, you don't have a lot of debt and, you know, you can live a little more frugally while your business gets up and running. It's really not that difficult. Well, cool deal, man. Well, listen, I appreciate the call. And if you ever want to do a follow-up, just let me know.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, cool.
Had a great time.
All right. Awesome. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye. All right,
thank you. Bye. All right, hope everyone enjoyed the conversation with Jason. A little bit of a shorter episode, but he was kind of just a straight to the point guy. You know, never worry about repivoting and, you know, standing back and saying, hey, I need to maybe offer some other services in my practice. You know, he's only been open for a couple months, so it's still really early for him. But I think that, you know, there's two or three other places in town doing IV and they're really not that busy either. Some areas are just not interested in it. There's some places that might just not have the demand as other places, and that's fine. That's not a big deal. You know, IV hydration is a great business. I'm saying that it's not. I mean, it's a good business, but you can make more money doing other things. So I think it's more of a accessory service and you should be offering some other things too. Hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, those sorts of things. And, you know, he said that there's not a whole lot of people doing weight loss or hormone replacement therapy in his area. If that's the truth, then he has a great opportunity here to build a significant business. So don't worry about, you know, offering other services, especially if something's not working. You know, I've said that multiple times. Don't get stuck with just one thing. You know, you put your heart and soul in, you know, IV hydration or hormone replacement therapy or whatever. And if it's just not taking off and you're doing adequate marketing, then sometimes it might be better just to repivot and offer some other services. All right. Hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Talk to you guys later. Thanks. Bye. Thank you for listening to the show. Quick legal disclaimer. The content of this podcast is meant for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be used as legal, financial, medical, regulatory, or practice-specific advice. For information pertaining to your specific legal, financial, medical, or practice-specific needs, please be sure to consult with your lawyer, CPA, medical director, and or your state's practice laws and the most up-to-date clinical guidelines. As always, do your due diligence when it comes to any information found online and in podcasts. The content in this podcast is copyrighted by Galaxy Medical Southwest 2023 and cannot be duplicated, rebroadcasted, or reproduced without our written permission.